The Fallacy of Togetherness by Osho. Make friends with them who are on the path at least as much as you are. If they do not take you forward, at least they do not become a reason to move you backward on your quest. If this is not possible, just walk alone. The companionship of fools is not good. Remember one thing, you've come alone in this world and will leave this world alone. The togetherness ideal is just a way to make you feel better. That's why it's important to learn the art of solitude. In the company of a person who's gone deeper into themselves, you'll feel their company as well as solitude. Crowds are formed by people who are focused on the external. It's a miracle to see that there are no crowds to be seen when you're with people who are focused in and within themselves. If 10 internally focused individuals are sitting in a room, it's not that there are 10 internally focused individuals sitting. It is each individual sitting by themselves, thereby not forming a crowd. Internally focused people don't make bridges to the outside. If there are 10 externally focused people sitting, there's not a crowd of 10 people, it's a crowd of 10,000. This is because each individual is connecting with the other 10 and so on. Thousands of relationships are being forged. Even if internally focused people are together, they leave each other alone. The best company is offered from people who allow you to be alone, even when you're with them. The people worth developing company with are people who let your solitude retain its purity. The naturalness and nakedness of your solitude maintains its pristine state. Your aloneness, your silence remains untouched and pure. They respect your boundaries and do not become a reason for disturbing your solitude. They provide company, one which does not invade your space. When you call them, they come near to you, only as near as you call them and no more. They leave you alone when you want to go inside of yourself.